There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the show, America Tonight. You know, those Florida teams missing at sea, it's unbelievable the people that have come together to raise money to continue the search for the two boys. I was talking to somebody over the weekend about this in Florida, and it really has exploded that so many people feel so awful for the families that they went to the account that was created, GoFundMe, and they've paid, you know, people chipped in $50, $90 is pretty much the average. So they've raised $450,000 to continue the search because the search has been called off officially by the Coast Guard. So now it's who's ever going to help and be a part of this search. They say if there's any extra money at the conclusion of the search and rescue deal, they're going to use it to help others that might be in similar situations, right? So we know the story, or if you don't know the story, let me just give you the backstory on this. You had two teenage boys, 14 years old. They're in a 19-foot boat. It was found capsized last Sunday. Perry Cohen and his friend went out to go fishing. Austin Stefanos is his name. And the two boys, they keep saying, oh, they were experienced boaters, but they sailed out of a Jupiter inlet, and I guess bad weather was coming, and they hadn't heard from them. So that's what I thought, a rogue wave, something else got them, and, you know, after this amount of time, I mean, it is definitely heartbreaking. And if you're a parent, neighbors, friends, all of that, you know, they don't want to believe it, there's no bodies even. So, And imagine the ocean. They may never recover. I mean, they may never recover that, their bodies, or find them. And they're lost at sea. So they're trying to maintain that hope. But the Coast Guard, you know, finally said after 5 days of searches that they were calling it off. So now we have other people that are doing this relentless hunt, trying to see where they could have drifted, what could have happened. Could there be a possibility, slim as it might be, that somehow they would be okay? I mean, you know, they keep saying this whole thing about they grew up on water, they were constantly boating and fishing, they worked at a tackle shop, they were all about life on the ocean. But, you know, it goes back to the same thing, 14-year-old boys. 14-year-old boys that who knows where they went out. Why were they, and you know, now the parents are defending themselves, or now they're being attacked because people are saying, why were they boating alone? Why were this like this independent thing? But in Florida, in parts of Florida, that is common. In other areas on the water, it's common. But the problem is how far and where they would have gone out. Thinking they're fine, they go out further. They're not just in these local waterways and inlets. They go much further, because one of the things that supposedly was kind of the law that was laid down, you can't go into the deep ocean water, but that doesn't, you know, kids are kids. And so if you go out of the inlet, it's going to be different, which is probably what happened based on them finding the boat, too. So they were spotted fueling up, and they weren't seen since 1:30 a couple of Fridays ago. Well, now another Friday ago, so it's been over a week. And the Coast Guard was alerted by 5 o'clock, so they got to them as quickly as they could. They found the boat overturned 2 days later, about 180 miles north of where they started. So you be the judge. What happened to them? They ended up in the Atlantic. It doesn't matter at this point. You know, and why did they do that? How did they end up in the Atlantic? Oh, how could they have done that? It doesn't matter. They're missing. They're gone. And that's it. They probably felt, and who knows how to get into their heads, that they were okay. But if the weather turned harsh, which it did, anything is a possibility. So sad ending to that story, because there is no silver lining. There, so far, nothing has happened where even they haven't even found them. I think if for peace of mind, if they could at least find them, that would be one thing. I know I told the story of my own family where I had a cousin who drowned, and luckily they did recover his body. He wasn't boating, and it was a really, really young child. But regardless, that was some sort of closure. Not great, but some sort of closure, at least, to know, okay, we found him. And in this case, they have not found them. And then all this money's been raised, so there's still people that are out searching. And, we'll see. We'll see how that all turns out. Speaking of searching, and this is a wild turn I'm going to make, not using any kind of nautical terminology here, but diving into the world of politics, I said this in a previous hour, it's obviously Trump's world, and we all just live in it. If you look at how much publicity he's getting. His big tagline is, because it's all about branding, make America great again. Make America great again. And he says he's not a debater. He doesn't care about that. He's just being himself, because he doesn't have to be beholden to anyone. So on Thursday, this upcoming Thursday, he's part of the 10 that will be on the stage, and he says, he's not going to be throwing any punches. He's just going to be himself. Now there's a lot of conversation about what are the rules in this debate. As in every debate, you see a lot of bleed over. In other words, people take the stage and they want their extra minutes, and you get however many seconds to answer something, and that always becomes significant. But that happens with politicians, where they take up more time than they're supposed to answer the questions, with the clock. And then the person who is moderating has to constantly be wrapping them up. So 17 contenders, 10 make the cut, and 10 is still a lot. So who makes the auxiliary group and who makes the main group, I think, are some of the obvious people that you would think, even if they're in the single digits in these polls. That's why you can't just totally say forget the polls, because the polls matter for how the Republican Party chairman, Rence Priebus, is deciding on who gets in the debate. And that's, they can't have all those people on the stage at the same time. And so pretty much the way that they're doing it now is it's national polls, and they're looking at the polls, who's in the top 10. If they're in the top 10 with the amount of coverage they get, the amount of advertising dollars, all that kind of stuff, then they're going to get on the stage. But what Rick Santorum, the former Pennsylvania senator, who's definitely going to be in the auxiliary group, by the way, he knows it, is saying that this isn't fair, because that means the media gets to pick who gets to be in this prime time debate, because national polls, as he says, mean nothing. So if they mean nothing, why are they wielding all this influence? And that's why I said you can't just say the polls don't matter, because certainly in this case, they absolutely do. All right, stay with us if you want to throw in your... Should it be held that way? Is that fair? 855-266-5283. You can. Plus the mailbag coming up around the bend here on ATN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Paper Turkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit checkbookira.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Checkbookira.com. Checkbookira.com.
Up with your questions, concerns, complaints, praise, thoughts, whatever, at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you here on ATN, talking a little bit about the Trumpster, getting ready for the big debate, and Rick Santorum squealing and saying, it's not fair, the media is deciding who's going to be in that debate anyway because of the flimsy polls. Doesn't matter. That's the rules. That's what Rentz Priebus decided. If that's how it goes, that's how it goes. So you got to be in the top quadrant of those that are getting the attention, or you're in the auxiliary. That's like being at the kids' table. Sorry, Rick Santorum. You got to sit at the kids' table. That's what it's like, because everybody will be tuned in. They will be. They'll be tuned in for Thursday's debate. Or they'll be talking about it, or whatever. There'll be some buzz over it. I think the ratings will be pretty decent. I mean, that's the primetime deal. They'll get the attention. And then the auxiliary is like being at the kids' table. You get the leftovers, right? That's what happens. You're part of the loose ends. That's it. Sorry, Charlie. You're going to have to do better in the polls, whether you like it or not. Speaking of polls, does Hillary Clinton even care about polls? Clinton's campaign launched the first TV ads, or they're getting ready to do that, in Iowa and New Hampshire. And it's interesting timing because Biden supporters are pushing and saying he should explore the possibility of challenging Hillary Clinton. I mean, really? Do you think Joe Biden has a prayer against Hillary Clinton? You think? Foot and mouth disease, all that kind of thing, and people feel so badly for Joe Biden, his son Beau losing his battle with cancer and all of that, but Joe Biden's been the guy whose name has been in the mix and has been on the stage in some of the debates, you know, trying to snag that office. But does Biden really want to make that run? I mean, he kind of shelved the whole idea when his boy was sick. And I guess he hasn't decided whether or not he's going to for sure do it. But who's going to really challenge Hillary Clinton for that nomination? Is he really the guy that's going to challenge him? And, you know, then what does Obama do? Does Obama push for Clinton or push for Biden? Don't the Obamas owe the Clintons? So I would think that that's where his push would be, but this is his vice president. Here's what Debbie Wasserman Schultz had to say, as she's the head of the DNC, when she was thrown this question about others jumping into the race, especially Biden.
Let me just say, there would always be room for the sitting vice president if he chose to run for president, but let's remember and take one step back that, you know, Vice President Biden has just been through the most heart-wrenching tragedy that a parent could ever experience in the loss of his son, Beau, who was a friend of mine, and it was deeply tragic to watch that family go through what they have. But, you know, as chair of the DNC, I can tell you that throughout the beginnings of the 2016 presidential cycle, as the DNC, we have kept candidates and potential candidates fully informed about what we're doing at the DNC, how we're prepping, what they needed to know potentially. So we've been in communication with both potential and actual candidates throughout this process.
All right, so a lot was made about Hillary Clinton's age. Biden is 72, so he'd be the oldest president ever elected to a first term if he ran for the White House and won. I mean, he would be a long shot, to say the least, wouldn't he? He'd be a long shot, but he's been in the Senate 36 years. 36 years. And his son apparently was really pushing him to run, telling him he should run. I don't think so. I think it'd just be such a long, hard road, putting all personal feelings aside about Joe Biden. What a crazy money dump that would be for Biden, and what an odyssey for him and his family to be out there on the campaign trail. I would say there is no shot. I just don't see anybody unseating Hillary Clinton, even though Bernie Sanders is getting a lot of attention. That I don't see that happening either. All right, so we were talking also about the Republican rules, Santorum going crazy, saying this is ridiculous. How come I have to sit at the kids' table or be in the auxiliary debate? Shouldn't I be in the main debate? But with all those candidates, they can only put 10. He doesn't make the cut. That's the bottom line. Donald Trump does, though. You can always throw in your 2 cents at 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. I mentioned the mailbag, and once again, over the weekend, the mailbag overfloweth. So let's check those emails.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Mark in Illinois. Kate, long time no talk. Sorry, babe. I've been hanging out this summer and actually taking a break from all things political and everything else that annoys the crap out of me. Pardon me saying the word crap. I do love your show, though, and I have been downloading it here and there. And I think 2016 is going to be kind of interesting, to say the least, because of some of the scenarios that could happen. Sadly, as a lifelong Republican, I have to tell you, I agree with you, and I think other Republicans are fooling themselves. This is an uphill battle against Hillary Clinton. People can scream and yell and talk about the fact they think something's going to happen to her with the Benghazi thing and the emails, but your comment about the Clintons being Teflon is dead on, sister. I don't see it. I think Hillary Clinton bags this puppy no matter what. Again, lifelong Republican. Wow, so already tossing in the towel, saying that she is just unbeatable. Well, I mean, there's no question that she's got money, a machine behind her. There are lots of people that wanted Hillary Clinton to win in 2008. I'm talking about Democrats. And now, pound for pound, if it is Jeb Bush and it's Hillary Clinton, is Jeb Bush really going to beat Hillary Clinton? And, you know, you've got these new batch of emails that have dozens of classified sections. You do. And you've got classified info on the Clinton server. And then you have this thumb drive violation of the law. But I still say Teflon, baby, Teflon. I agree. You wait and see. This is a frying pan, to use an analogy that the Clintons, they're very, it's been tempered. So they're the known commodity. And this is a give back because of Obama being elected in 2008. The question becomes is she beatable? What kind of card would beat Hillary Clinton? What kind of card would do that? And even Donald Trump, it's interesting. Donald Trump is going to visit the U.S.-Mexico border, and he's saying, you know what? If I have to, I'll run as an independent. I mean, he's like sick of the criticism, he says, from some of the Republican side. So he's saying, if I have to, that's what I'm going to do. All right, speaking of Trump, a lot of you had something to say about Donald Trump. Let's go to this email that I got from Jake in Austin, frequent emailer. Kate, you know me, Jake the Snake in good old Texas. I was thinking about you the other day and this whole Donald Trump thing. It is high hilarity that he threw a monkey wrench into the plans of some of the established Republicans. It seems so unfathomable that he would, to use your word, that he would snag the nomination. But yet, when you see him speak, and even if sometimes he is a blowhard, he is himself. And I think we want people who are who they are instead of coined phrases, cliches, and other things that the posse around them has told them to say. Well, I agree. With the canned language, the where it doesn't feel real, I agree. Where there's always the comeback, the apology, the whatever. And he's not that guy. He's not apologizing to anyone. That's why he's still out there front and center, because he doesn't care. He doesn't care if his show gets dropped from NBC or other endorsers drop him. It doesn't matter. He's created a tsunami around himself. Another quick one on Trump. This one from Sarah. Donald Trump, I didn't like him at first, but I have to say he makes me laugh, and sometimes he makes a lot of good sense. The jury, at least in my house, is out, shockingly, on Donald Trump. He may get my vote after all. All right, you know what to do. You can always send me your thoughts, just like those people did, to AmericaTonight.net. Stay with us.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicSource.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over at gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
One, two, three, four. On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
You gotta jump on this. Go to KateOnTheRoad.com. Somebody told us we need to take the show on the road. We agreed. So far, we've taken the show to Hawaii, Ireland, Ecuador, Grenada, Taos, New Mexico, all over parts of Florida, California, etc. And we could be coming to your neighborhood with a little push or two. Go to KateOnTheRoad.com and pass the information on to somebody in your community, and we could bring the show there and do a live event. We have so much fun when we go on the road. Plus, here's the big thing. We're giving away a couple of computers. If you go to KateOnTheRoad.com, you will automatically be entered into a drawing for a NextBook Flex 11. You just have to click on the details on how to get us on the road to your area. It's just basically your email, so we're not doing anything with that. Don't worry. We will have the first drawing on Thursday. Woohoo! Thursday, we will be giving away a computer here on America Tonight. Can't wait for that. Maybe you're going to be one of our lucky, lucky winners. So make sure you check out KateOnTheRoad.com. Speaking of logging a lot of miles on the road, you know, that's that whole Donald Trump thing. Remember he made that trip to the border and he talked about illegal immigration as being a real centerpiece of his campaign
And he's had to really fend off a lot of critics for some of the things that he said a mere couple of weeks ago. But I think this is where he's going to hit hard on the debate stage. And a lot of that is going to be about illegal immigration. I mean, he's criticized the former Texas governor, Rick Perry, and he's saying he did a terrible job of securing the border and he should be ashamed of himself. And I think the same thing with John McCain. He's criticized John McCain for what's happened in Arizona, and that he's going to put up that pressure that he started a couple of weeks ago, ultimately, with that visit. And this will certainly be one of the questions, one of the issues that comes up when all of the 10 are on the stage, because this is a big thing concerning America. What are we doing? In fact, what is sadly interesting is that we're seeing with immigration, you know, remember, legal immigration was so infuriating about the immigration situation, is if you talk to anybody who's tried to get into the country, anybody who's had family, who's spent a fortune trying to get here because they love it, they want to be Americans, they want to be here, but they know, hey, I got to wait in line, I got to get my stuff in order, and of course they got to pay some lawyer, however much money they end up paying a lawyer. And then often they're sent back to the back of the line, sent back, sent back, sent back. So I just read something on Breitbart about the fact that we're about to issue more green cards, they say. And this was their big headline that really sucked me into the article, frankly. The country is set to issue more green cards than populations of Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina combined. That's frightening, isn't it, to think about that? So that's a lot. Yeah. Is that, and when we say that, we're keep going back to the numbers again. What about the other people that are coming in? What about the porous border? All of that sort of stuff. And what is the most significant, I think, of all the immigration documents issued by the U.S. is this green card thing. Because when a foreign citizen gets a green card, it guarantees them benefits inside the U.S., lifetime work authorization, they have access to welfare, federal welfare, access to Social Security, Medicare, and then they can get citizenship and, of course, voting privileges and the immigration of their family members and older relatives, too. Now, under current law, green cards are issued to 1 million, did you know this? 1 million new legal permanent residents every single year. So the Department of Homeland Security, their analysis, statistics, whatever you want to call it, show that the U.S. issued 5.25 million green cards in the last 5 years for an average of 1.5 million new legal permanent immigrants. So that's over the amount. It's over the amount. See, it's that whole autopilot, it'll work itself out. Don't worry about it, it'll work itself out. I mean, how do we issue visas? How do we decide who gets the visas? A lot of times, it's bringing people into the country who are engineers, who are getting certain positions in certain companies. Other times, it's tough to see how they're deciding who gets the green cards. So when you think about the populations and compare it that way, wow, that really puts it into perspective, doesn't it? You know, America is known to be that safe haven. Give us, you're tired, you're poor, you're hungry, all that. And listen, we are, all of us, from immigrants, or most of us anyway, of some sort, right? My family immigrated, some from Canada and some from Ellis Island. And the stories I've heard about what they went through and everything else, I get it. But the problem is where we're at is the non-understanding of who's here, who's leaving. We've gotten better about the student visas because that was part of the problem with 9/11. The Saudis, the nationals, having complete access to student visas And so we got wise to that, although it's taken so long to try to iron out that process. And it's, to me, it's frightening the exposure we have to some of these nefarious characters who want to do us harm, right? You can't walk around looking over your shoulder the entire time. But certainly we can take more care with how we're meting out the decisions of who's coming in, right? Especially at a time when there's so much complaining about some of the things that are happening. Too much, right, of that. And that's the reason why. Just the other day, there were explosives that were found in Minneapolis, and it was unattended bags that were left. And so who were they connected to? Who were these bags that were left that turned out that they had explosives? They tested positive anyway for explosives. So was that somebody trying to blow up a part of the airport, trying to do something? You know, obviously, the ticketing areas where it happened, and they evacuated it and then found out, yeah, positive for explosives. So they had to have everybody step out. They had to swab the bag and found that's what they found. So somebody dumped that bag. And why would they dump that bag with something that could explode? Well, you know the answer to that question. Luckily, it was uncovered. You know, you hear that constantly when you're in an airport. Don't leave your bags unattended. And somebody was smart enough to realize that. So American, U.S. Air, United, Frontier, all of those areas were affected. But that's a good thing. If they swab it and they find that, then they need to, and then it tests positive, then they did the right thing there by closing the ticket area. Can you imagine if that had gone off? Ugh. And who knows? Could it be a lone wolf? Could it be some nut that was trying to carry explosives? You know, you could have lots of questions surrounding that. But the left bag scenario, leaving a bag somewhere, hoping people are too distracted to notice it, is a very common way to try to blast explosives. And no matter who it was, that's what they were trying to do. I haven't even mentioned this, but I have a lot of friends, actually, that live in California. And I got some notices from a couple of them today about the wildfires in Northern California. Really, really bad. You know, we go to the drought situation, and it always makes it that much worse. So in Northern California, they have a couple of highways that had to be closed because of the fire that they are having a hard time containing, and for the risk of more people getting too close to the raging fire, they had to do that. I mean, now we're talking about 47,000 acres that's burned, which then pushed the fire line into being pushed. So they had to close parts of Highway 20 and Highway 16. So far, 24 houses and are done. 26 of other kinds of buildings. And there's a lot of structures that are being threatened there. They have 2,000 firemen who are trying to put this thing out. It happened on Wednesday. And right now it's about 5% contained. Whew. That's pretty big. And with the drought, like I said, so you have the brush, you have the grasslands. That's easy for that to catch fire. And they've got, they always have names for areas. But the main one they're talking about is the Frog Fire, which sadly killed a firefighter on Thursday. I mean, that's how awful that is. All right, stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, Patrick E. joins us for a little true or false and some other shenanigans here on America Tonight.
Our Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you enjoying America Tonight? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. America Tonight has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/KD. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show.
Hello, I'm Kate Delaney, and I want to hear from you. Visit me at gcnlive.com/KD. That's gcnlive.com/KD.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
America Tonight, and we're going to mix it up a little bit and play a little true or false with our pal, Patrick E., our technical maestro for this version of America Tonight. Hey, Patrick, how are you?
Not too bad, Kate. How are you? How are you? Sorry.
I like that. How you be? You can say how you be. Where I'm from, they say that, so I like that, actually. I'd be pretty good. You know, coming off of the weekend, some sad stories, but there's always a silver lining, and there were some good stories out there, too. Like I was saying, it's easy to get just crushed by some of the brutal things that are happening. All right, so some true or false for you. How about this? True or false, Tom Cruise and Mission Impossible won this week at the box office, hauling in $150 million in 3 days.
I'm going to say true for that one.
It is true, part of it, that Mission Impossible Rogue Nation was number one at the box office, but the haul was $56 million. So I said $150 million to trick you, and you fell for the bait, my friend. $56 million is pretty high. They say that, Patrick, that $56 million is the second best Mission Impossible opening ever. Because Mission Impossible 2 opened up in 2000, in the 2000s, at $57.8 million. So how about that? A good start for it. Certainly, it'll probably hit the mark, way over the mark of $150 million, and that could happen in the first 2 weeks. Who knows? But definitely a good start for Mission Impossible. All right, how about this? Today in the desert, in the Mojave Desert, somebody took a thermometer out to measure the temperature. You know, it can get pretty hot there. And it broke all records, hitting 125 degrees. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one, too.
I'm tricking you again. False. Now, it could get up to feeling like it's 120, but no, nobody took a thermometer out there. I think that's happened in the past, but nobody took a thermometer out there to measure. The Mojave Desert is so hot. It's like you're standing on the equator. I've been there once, and it is hot, my friends. I mean, we could all argue about what's the hottest place that you've ever been, and boy, I have a few of them, mostly in Florida, but the Mojave Desert is pretty brutal. We know the sad story, Patrick, of Cecil the Lion. We talked about it on the show, the Zimbabwean lion who was killed on a hunt in July. So popular among visitors to the national park. And he has a fellow brother lion, Jericho the Lion, who they say was also killed by another hunter, and that made huge, huge headlines as people were already upset about Cecil and how could that happen and how could he be poached. Now Jericho is making people just as furious. True or false?
I'm going to say false for that one.
You are correct. Ding, ding, ding. Yes, Jericho the Lion actually... Pat, they were saying, I got so many calls about this, you know, when I was off the air, that, oh my gosh, now this other lion, how can that be? So there were reports that the lion had been killed, but that's not true. What happened was they had a GPS service or device or whatever on Jericho that didn't say anything was out of the ordinary and that the poachers hadn't killed Jericho. They retracted the statements because that was a story that broke out that had happened. Thank goodness that didn't happen. They tweeted out pictures of Jericho, and Jericho's fine. After this whole thing with the killing of Cecil, that would just be too much. I mean, people are so furious about this Dennis Walter Palmer. They want blood. People are out for blood for this Dennis who closed down his practice. I don't know if it's temporarily or for good, but you know, you got cops cruising around in this neighborhood. That's how enraged people were that he illegally or is accused of illegally poaching the lion. And because this lion was protected and supposedly was lured out, and that's what happened. And so luckily the brother Jericho, that did not happen because that would be another awful blow on top of that. I mean, it would just be too much, I think, for peeps to handle. All right, how about this? Apple Watch has already announced that it's going to come up with another version of the watch that can talk to you 24 hours, almost like Siri on steroids, on demand, whenever, anytime, and no specifics about you as a person more than any other technology has ever come close to. True or false?
I want to say true because it's kind of that scary technology thing, but I haven't heard anything about it, so I'm going to say false.
Good job. You are on top of it. Yes, that's false. It's like you say, you want to say true, and I don't doubt that someday that will happen, right? But not yet. That hasn't happened. The robotic thing, yes, there's amazing things with this watch, but not to the point where it knows everything about you like a science fiction movie and, you know, it can make your dinner for you or that kind of crazy stuff. Speaking of technology, how about this one, Patrick, and for all of you listening? You know, we hear this often, but are cell phones really a risk to you and I for the possibility of brain tumors? New information is suggesting that that is the possibility. And even the city of Berkeley, California, passed a law that jumps into effect next month that requires cell phone stores to inform customers about safety recommendations. True or false?
I'm going to say false.
Oh, it is true. It is shocking, though, that they have this ordinance. This debate has been going on for a long time about mobile phones and whether it can cause brain tumors or not. This ordinance, Patrick, is called the Right to Know Law, and it's only there, and it'll start to require them to tell customers in a handout or display in the store about these federal guidelines on radiation that cell phones can emit. And what is safe, you know, giving people tips on safe phone use. So, wow, how about that? Lawyers and clinicians were involved in creating this law. They said it was meant to make consumers aware of already existing regulations and to go beyond that so everybody understood about the exposure. Because they're saying that it's highly probable that long-term cell phone use can cause brain tumors. Wow. I don't think that's definitive. I don't know how they could say that. They'd have to do so much more research on it. In fact, even the World Health Organization has classified the low-energy radiations that cell phones emit as possible carcinogenics. But it's still far off from that. It's still very, very rare, and that was back in 2011. I don't know. I don't see people putting down their cell phones anytime soon. I guess it may be, you know, the way you use it would be big, too. How are you using your cell phone? Are you, I think one thing that's good is, for goodness sake, if you're out there sleeping with your cell phone, and they're saying that millennials sleep with their cell phone, just put your cell phone down and walk in the other room. What did we do when we didn't have even phones? We didn't even have cell phones. All right, Patrick, you're a good sport. Thank you very much for that edition of True or False. Thanks for listening to America Tonight, everyone.
Lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.